Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Major breakthrough in the Aaron Rodgers saga, and that is Jerry Dulac and others. You know, there's a bunch of people talking to Art and everybody else down at the owners' meetings. Art says he has a good feeling about Aaron Rodgers and the signs are, quote, pointing in that direction of him signing with the Steelers. That's the big news here. And I'm sort of gauging your first reaction to that and wondering how different it might have been even a year or two ago, a couple of years ago, 4 years ago, certainly. I mean, you're talking about one of the most accomplished quarterbacks in the history of the game. But you're also talking about a soon-to-be 42-year-old quarterback who's coming off a year in which he was at times good and at times disastrous. And I doubt that you left that Steeler-Jet game thinking, man, that guy, he'd be the guy here. And there's all kinds of questions that are now popping up in my mind with this. And you can weigh in 412-928-9370. One of which is Art saying he's not willing to wait forever, but a little while longer. The question, I think, was, are you content to wait on Rodgers? The quote, not forever, but a little while longer. Is that sort of trying to keep one last shred of dignity here? I'm not sure that that works. If you've identified Aaron Rodgers as your guy, at the most important position in all of sports, then you should be willing to wait. The answer there should be, if this is the way the Steelers feel, should be, of course, we've waited this long. We need a quarterback, and this is our guy. We want this guy. He's going to take us where we want to go. Of course we're going to wait. Instead, it's not forever, but a little while longer. Like, forget that, Art. It's too late for that. You guys lost out on your first pick, maybe your first couple. You're clinging to desperation here. This is a desperate move. Coming off your head coach making a horrible pick in the first round a couple years ago, coupled with bad free agent signings. Although, you know, when you really look at it and trades, whatever. However he's gotten quarterbacks, it hasn't worked. At least to the point where the Steelers are a legitimate contender for anything important. You know, it was funny. I looked at a graphic today of Russell Wilson and Justin Fields, and those two combined, I believe, for 21 touchdown passes and only 6 interceptions and a 10-7 record. That's pretty good. Not to be confused with great. Remember that quote from last year? When the Lone Ranger made the big quarterback change and was asked about Fields and said he's good, not to be confused with great. I'm interested in winning world championships here. So let me ask you, does Aaron Rodgers give the Steelers, if this happens, and it sure looks like it now that the owner is on the record and on board saying he thinks it will, Does Aaron Rodgers give you a better chance, let alone a much better chance, than either Fields or Wilson or both did last year? Like, what are you envisioning here? 30 touchdowns against 10 picks? Are you envisioning vintage Aaron Rodgers? Something better than what Fields or Wilson gave them or could give them? I'm certainly not. And I don't think what they gave you was enough. Obviously, right? We're going on a decade now, and the Steelers haven't been competitive in a single playoff game in nearly a decade. I don't think Aaron Rodgers is the guy to get you there. I don't. Somebody named Zach weighs in and says, I'm excited about the Rodgers signing here. The best case scenario is he goes rogue and burns it down to the point we get a top five pick. I can't wait for that. You know, listen, believe me when I tell you this is great for business every single day. And that might go back to the Pirates, incidentally, and their start. And they start to go south in a hurry and Rodgers officially signs here. That's story number one every single day, except maybe when Skeens is pitching. The Pirates usually are gone by Steeler training camp off everybody's radar. They could potentially, if they don't get it together real fast, be gone a lot sooner than that this year. 412-928-9370 limits. Let's hit the phone lines. Art Rooney on the record now saying it's pointing in the direction of Aaron Rodgers, but they won't wait forever. What's the alternative? What? This is the guy you've identified at the most important position there is in the entire world of sports. And there's nowhere else to go right now. Like, what do you mean you won't wait forever now? You've already waited forever. You going to trade for Kirk Cousins? I don't even know what that quote means, other than maybe trying to put your foot down a little bit. Like you're still the Steelers. No, you're just desperate. Next.
I've had a lot of Tonys today. Here's a Tony in South Fayette.
Hey, Tony, what's up?
Hey, how we doing, guys?
Good.
Hey, I want to call. So I'm not excited, like, if Aaron Rodgers was coming right after Big Ben. And it seemed like we haven't been in QB purgatory for a while. But we have been in QB purgatory. So the idea, like, it's not a great plan, but it's at least not mortgaging the future. Like, if we, like, I hate the idea of, like, trading up in the draft to maybe get a quarterback that is maybe good. Or the idea of taking our medicine with Mason Rudolph and knowing we're not going to win. Like,
yeah, I can see that. I can see that part of it, that at this point, at this level of desperation, at least you're not committing hundreds of millions of dollars to somebody or taking the swing and miss, as Jimmy Haslam put it, on a ridiculous idea like Deshaun Watson. I'm on board with Jackson Dart in the first round. I know a lot of people aren't, but I do hear your point on that hey, when you become this desperate, you know, at least they have a prom date. At least they have a prom date, and they're not going to get married here. I do hear that part of it. That actually makes sense to me. I just don't think that he gives them any better of a chance, and maybe a worse chance he does, than Russell Wilson or Justin Fields. I don't see. Was your first choice Justin Fields?
Yes.
And you'd rather have him than Rodgers?
I would, just because I think of the boomer bust quality of Fields, and I also like his athleticism and a younger guy. You could build around him, but we're not kidding ourselves that all three options you're not going to win a Super Bowl with. You're just not. So I'm kind of in lockstep with what Tony said, because you're not committing to. I think that Rodgers is going to get around $30, $35 million.
I think that number will begin with a four, but we can disagree on that.
Well, we also thought that Russell Wilson was going to get right around $30 million. Or wasn't that the reports that he wanted to right around 30, and then 21 is ultimately what he got, and like 10.5 was guaranteed? And I know it might be comparing apples to oranges, but it might end up ultimately being a lower number than what Florio said at around 40, 45. But
I think Rodgers has leverage Wilson didn't. with his new team. But we'll see. We'll see. And when I look at Aaron's numbers, you know, one thing that has changed in these last couple of years, his last year in Green Bay and his only full season with the Jets, is that interception percentage has gone up. This dude never threw interceptions. And suddenly he's been in double digits each of the last few years. 2021 and 20, his last two MVP seasons, his interception percentage was at 1 and 0.8. Now it's up around, it's doubled. It's doubled. So he's throwing picks. He can't move like he used to. Like a lot of aging athletes, I feel like he's capable of being very good on a given day, but the consistency is gone. And what's he going to do in this offense anyway? And what's he going to do with Broderick Jones protecting his blind side? And what's it going to be like with Pickens if he's still around?
Maybe Broderick Jones will finally be the left tackle that they believe he can be when they eventually put him on the left side, his natural position after 2 years. Maybe.
And maybe, by the way, that texter or tweeter was right when he said this is sort of a boomer bust with a chance for bust. Like this, you know, maybe it's a disaster. And maybe we do get a top 10, top 5 pick type thing. Maybe this is the losing season they need.
Yes, loyal listener Hoagie tweeted that in. He invited the PM team to his wedding.
Did he?
Yeah, he did.
When's his wedding?
It already happened.
Where?
I don't think they showed up.
Why weren't we invited?
I think Pony and Mueller were actually both busy that day. I actually asked Hoagie, why was I not invited or why was Joe not invited? But he's one of the PM team's number one fans.
Next.
Here is Ed in Monroeville, wants to talk about Aaron Rodgers.
Hey, Ed.
Hey, as far as Aaron Rodgers, I don't really have an opinion whether he's going to be worse or better for this team, but I do have a hope, and I hope that he comes in and just nukes this organization and everybody gets fired. I don't see any way out of this mire that we're in unless that happens. There needs to be change from the top to the bottom.
Well, here's something I'm that's sure. for certain, and that is that Aaron Rodgers doesn't hide his feelings about things. However, as I say that out loud, I think he probably has too much respect for Mike Tomlin and the Steelers to let that happen. And yet, as I say that out loud, he's Aaron Rodgers. And right. He's going to go on that show, on the Pat McAfee show. And if he sees things that he doesn't like, maybe cryptically, he'll let people know. I think we will find out. That's going to be very interesting. Because I think he does have a high level of respect for Mike Tomlin. And I don't think he's looking to do that. But man, there are many ways and many avenues and channels to let people know if you don't like what you're seeing in a given organization. And he's never been shy about that, has he? You could ask Mike McCarthy. You could ask our buddy Guy Lafleur. You could ask Mike Williams. You could ask Garrett Wilson. Rodgers ain't shy when he sees something he doesn't like. So that dynamic is going to play out if of course, this actually happens. And at this point, I think I'd be very surprised if it didn't, now that the owner is on the record saying it's pointing in that direction. You agree with me?
I would be stunned if it doesn't happen at this point. And I think back to something that Rodgers said on the McAfee show, because you made a good point about his thoughts on Mike Tomlin.
I'm a big Mike Tomlin fan. I have been for a long time. I like the way that he speaks about his team. I like the way that he goes about his business. I like his confidence. I've heard nothing but good things from guys that have played there. I like Mike Tomlin. And I also liked it. You know, he called that timeout. We tried to catch him at 12 on the field. He was kind of smirking about it. I like that, man. I respect that.
They've had a bromance for a while now, haven't they, Limits?
Oh, they've been flirting for years, Joe. They were just taken by other people. Now they're both available and on the open market, and Aaron is starting to feel the love in Pittsburgh.
I wonder how that love manifests from the fan base when this signing actually happens. You know, there's going to be like thousands and thousands of people who, if anybody, if the Browns signed Aaron Rodgers, would be mocking it to death. But if the Steelers do it, it'll be, you know, a ticker tape parade, you know?
Oh, yeah, I'll be excited for it. I mean, ever since Justin Fields was ruled out as the option or the answer, this is the direction that I've wanted them to turn. And a lot of people I know are against that. But I think it could work out decently for them, or it could absolutely be horrible for them. And I'm fine with either. And it's probably better if it's terrible. And Aaron Rodgers could put them in that type of position.
He had some very good games last year. That's undeniable. Went into Tennessee, played a good game. They win 18 for 30, a couple TDs, no picks. But they were mostly against bad teams like that. New England had a couple good games. Miami had a couple good games. And Jacksonville and Indy. So about half the time. Maybe the most impressive was Houston, where at home he goes 22 of 32 for three touchdowns and no picks, and they win 21-13. But then some of the disasters that happened. The Buffalo game, they lose 40-14. He goes 12 for 18 in the game. No touchdowns, two picks. He wasn't exactly sterling when he was here. Beanie picks off two passes. They lose that game. The first Buffalo game didn't go great. Who else did he play that was good? They open with San Francisco. Not great. He had a disaster against Arizona, and they weren't even that good. Seattle didn't go especially well. So mostly he did his damage like the Steelers against bad teams, and then when they got to playing good teams, it went poorly. If you ask me now for a prediction on Aaron Rodgers, I'd say probably 9-8, 10-7, and they get blown out of a playoff game. That kind of sounds familiar, doesn't it?
I feel like it's either going to be 11-6 or 6-11. And I cannot make my mind on which one it's going to be yet.
That's boom or bust, yes.
Truly believe that, yes.
412-928-9370. Your gut feel, Art Rooney saying, is pointing in the direction of Aaron Rodgers. We're not going to wait forever. That's the part that really stands out to me. And I want to hear that quote to put a little more context around it. Because not going to wait forever. Why? Why would waiting be harmful at this point? Is there something else out there? You've let this drag out to the point where maybe it cost you other quarterbacks. Maybe it cost you other players in free agency. Is that just a sad sort of little attempt to save some face at the end here? As if you're in charge? We're not going to wait forever. You've been getting led along here by Aaron Rodgers for weeks. You didn't get the guy you said you wanted in the offseason, your number one target off the board, because you may have overplayed your hand with Justin Fields. That's the way it looked like. That's what it looked like to me anyway. And now here you are, waiting, begging, basically, for Aaron Rodgers. So please hold the, we ain't waiting forever. Well, yes, you are. 928-9370, your reactions to all of this next. And then we're going to hear some clips from Rich Cimini, who covered Rodgers last year in New York and joined us recently. And he had some interesting things to say, good and bad, about Rodgers from last year.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's been a day of getting angry at inanimate objects for me.
Linus. I can tell that, yes, by the screaming that is going on in the room right now off air.
It's this computer. I bring in my personal computer and it usually works. Now it's falling asleep. It's like my grandfather. It just without any warning, it just goes into sleep mode. Limits.
It's like
just
your grandfather
just falls asleep on the couch middle of a sentence.
It's like the grandparents on Christmas vacation that they're asleep during yes. The parade. They just all pass out.
Yes, and I can't control it. All right, we worry about the things we can control. That's what Mike Tomlin and every other coach in the world says. And Aaron Rodgers, it looks like he's coming here officially. Here's the headline at the Post-Gazette. Steelers owner Art Rooney II says Aaron Rodgers appears to be, quote, headed in our direction. And I still, I just love the third graph. Rooney said he is not willing to wait, quote, forever for Rodgers, but a little while longer. Some shred of dignity we're looking for here in these proceedings. So, yeah, we're not going to wait forever on this guy. Well, like, what would happen if it was are you willing to wait 2 weeks? And what would happen if you didn't wait 2 weeks and then he either, you know, said, oh, yeah, I wanted to play for the Steelers or went somewhere else? You think that would look good? Like, obviously, he's coming here.
Like, if you wait.
So, to throw in this, we're not willing to wait forever. Yes, you are,
because you
have to.
Because there's nothing else out there. And one thing that I thought was also interesting that I saw Pony tweet, which was from Jerry Dulac's chat from earlier today. And in the Jerry Dulac chat, Jerry said about drafting a quarterback in the first round, can't say definitely because I'm not in that draft room. You can rule out a quarterback in round one. I won't say the same thing about a running back, even though I don't think that will be the case.
Wait a second. Is he ruling out a quarterback in round one now?
Jerry says you can rule out a quarterback in round one.
Oh, Jerry's saying that.
That's what Jerry is saying.
He didn't quote Art as saying that,
no,
did he?
No, Jerry is saying this in his chat.
That's too bad, because Jackson Dart would have led them to great heights over the course of his career, and I think he's going to go in the top 10. That's what I think.
Good for him.
So what are we doing here now? This is a one-year fix with Aaron Rodgers at 42 years old, soon to be.
They're taking my advice. They are playing it out for a year with Aaron Rodgers and drafting a quarterback next year.
What a glorious disaster it is. Last year they blew out the quarterback room, Kenny Pickett and Mason Rudolph. They clearly didn't think either one of those guys was worth keeping, that either one of them, or in Mason's case, that he wasn't even worth making a take it or leave it. No, not take it or leave it. An offer you can't refuse type thing to be a backup.
Yeah.
Like, hey, we really value you. You just saved our season. We want you back here. They never showed him that. Now they're so desperate that they brought back a guy that they really, it was a take it or leave it or offer in the end, which is Mason. So you have that, a guy they didn't value highly enough last offseason to make him want to stay, and Aaron blanking Rodgers. Now, maybe I'm wrong about this. Maybe we'll get callers who think that this guy can still be good to great. I just didn't see that last year. Maybe you could make the argument, okay, he's another year removed from the Achilles. Maybe he'll move around a little better, but he's also a year older. He's going to be 42. These are desperate times. This franchise has been set back by the reach for Kenny Pickett. So when's the next face of the franchise guy? Next year's draft?
Yes.
Is this how this is shaping up? But
yes.
How do we know that won't be a reach? Just because the draft is here?
No.
What if Aaron Rodgers wins 9 or 10 games?
I still think they'll draft a quarterback. They'll trade up, and they have comp picks where they have extra selections.
Great. Are they going to get the right guy? How do we know next year's quarterback crop is any different after 1 or 2 than this one?
Well, because, I mean, at least I go off of a lot of scouts and evaluators that have just publicly said that. They think that next year's class is deeper and is more talented than this year's class, where there's been questions for a while about the likes of Shedeur Sanders, Cam Ward, and Dart.
I don't know. Who'd we have on last week that said, you know, everybody says this. Do they have any? A lot of these classes haven't been very good lately. So I'm not convinced of that.
Last year was
pretty
good.
To me, there's a chance it could be another reach year, only because it's in Pittsburgh. Like they can't be thinking just because the draft is in Pittsburgh, we'll take a quarterback.
No, I mean, I'm sure that that's like an added bonus for them, but it's not the main reason.
What's the bonus? That people will cheer?
Well, they get to do it in their own city. That's kind of cool.
Who cares?
Well, you got to say that is kind of a neat thing.
Yeah, if you have the number one pick, it'd be great. Or a top five pick.
What does it matter?
That.
They might trade up to go get one. They've traded up in the past for guys. They've traded up for Devin Bush. They've traded up for Troy. They traded up to get
Bush.
Yeah, great example.
They never traded up to get a pick like that, though.
Well,
we'll see.
Omar Khan has also shown that this is not the old school Steelers with out-of-the-box thinking. Like, I don't think Kevin Colbert would have brought in Aaron Rodgers.
I know, unfortunately, not much of what he's doing is working. Kevin Colbert never faced that predicament where he had to bring in anybody.
If he did,
I don't know that he wouldn't bring in Aaron Rodgers. Or what else are you going to do? If he didn't bring in Fields, then it was either Russell Wilson, who is Aaron Rodgers, or somebody else like that. What else? Anybody in Omar's, and it's not Omar anyway, it's Mike. Anybody in Mike's position this offseason would have brought in, if not Fields, then where? Who?
So if Mike, if you're claiming that it's Mike the bold one that
I'm
makes the ultimate decision.
I'm not claiming anything. What? I'm not claiming anything. Mike Tomlin runs the organization. You don't think Omar Khan makes the call on Aaron Rodgers, do you?
No, but I do think Omar Khan has some say. I don't want to push him away
as
basically being like a mute voice in that room.
I do, actually, when it comes to the quarterback.
Yeah, I don't agree with that. I think he has some say. Him and Andy White will have some say. Tomlin probably the ultimate say.
No, Tomlin definitely the ultimate say, and Tomlin makes the calls in that organization. I mean, I'm sure Omar, if you want to say that he has a say, yes, I agree, Mike, would be the say. But he's not driving anything when it comes to Aaron Rodgers. That's a one-man operation, and the owner gets to veto or not veto. So ultimately, you could say, you know, it's up to Art in the end whether this happens, but the prime mover here is Mike Tomlin. But what was your point going to be?
Well, basically, in all of that, my point was that since Omar Khan has taken over, maybe it is a philosophical change for Tomlin where he's been more outside the box thinking compared to when Kevin Colbert was the GM. Since the point where Khan has taken over, they've done more rash things that they had done in previous years. That's my saying of why I think Omar Khan has some power.
I think that gets overrated, first of all.
Okay.
I mean, they have to spend money in free agency because they're not drafting and developing well. What else are they going to do? Kevin Colbert's the one who traded a first-round pick to get Minka. That was a step out of the box. When it comes to guaranteed money in contracts, which they've never done, what else are they going to do? They had to sign T.J. Watt. They had to go out and get a receiver, which, by the way, Omar miserably failed and helped torpedo the season by not shoring up the receiver room. So if it took, you know, them to guarantee more dollars to a guy like DK Metcalf, I'm not giving Omar credit for all this, you know, avant-garde, out-of-the-box, creative thinking that's anti-Steeler from history. The guy's got to do it, partially because he failed in doing it last year. Well, what else have they done that's so out of the box?
Well, I do think that there was like a 5, 6, 7 year span where they had Bell, Brown, Bryant, and Ben, where that defense was just not very good. And outside of the Joe Hayden move, and eventually when most of those guys were gone, the Minka move, they didn't do a lot to improve like inside linebacker or secondary.
They tried.
Was at the time like a Patrick Queen type of allocation.
They just gave up 300 yards rushing in a playoff game. What has he done to improve that?
Malik Harrison, not much. Should have brought back Landon Roberts. They've done really nothing. They haven't improved the defensive line at all.
You know, I'm just, at some point you're going to have to update, especially when you don't have those guys. You didn't draft those guys that you mentioned. You haven't really replaced them. Namely, Ben. That's the guy. That's the guy also most responsible for this non-losing streak, right?
Yeah.
412-928-9370, and it took a pretty bad year to get him, which was 6-10. Not the worst year, but it still got you, you know, luckily in a year where there were a lot of good quarterbacks available, or at least 3 or 4 at the top of the draft, you got one of those guys. Hopefully you're right, Limits, and next year is like that. And hopefully they'll move up or be there anyway to get the future face of their franchise. But man, is that position a crapshoot? And they've now got a 42-year-old guy coming in here. Hoping that he can, or at least it looks that way, I should say, looks that way, with Art finally on the record. Who's going to have Broderick Jones responsible for his well-being?
Pat Meyer will have his hands full with that one.
I'll say Aaron might want to have a torpedo bat to ward these guys off. A torpedo bat in one hand and a football in the other. Who's next, Limits?
Let's go to this guy.
Have a good day to the number one show on the fan.
Our friend Paul, that is in Washington, who brings the house down.
Hello, Paul.
You're welcome back. I'm glad
you're good. Uh-oh, Paul.
Paul seems to have a horrible connection.
Paul, is your phone okay?
Paul, what's wrong with your phone?
Business, Joe.
Let's go back to him, Lance,
right, we'll
and go to
back
the
to
next
Paul.
One. That's a shame.
We'll get back to Paul. Here is Chris in the car. Wants to talk about Rodgers.
What's up, Chris?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
A couple of comments, and I'll just hang up and listen to your response. I got to look at first, like, what's your return on investment with Rodgers? Everything that you said is spot on. I mean, you're getting a guy who's 42. He's a year older than he was last year. He showed nothing, you know, last year that makes you think that, you know, he's anything worth anything close to the $40 million that he's commanding. And, you know, how far does he move the needle as compared to, like, Mason Rudolph? I mean, if he gets you one, maybe two extra wins, if that, is that really worth the extra $36 million a year that you're going to pay him?
Would a playoff win make the Rodgers signing worth it to you? It actually would to me, just for 1 year, to actually get a playoff win would make it a good signing. I can't deviate
from that. I don't
think
so. Yeah, I don't think so for me, because it's like, what is our, is that what we're shooting for now? I mean, is that what our, that should be our floor. I mean, it's just to get to the playoffs.
I know, but we can't even get to the floor. The ceiling is the floor, as they say, and you can't even get to the floor these days. I'd like to see them get to the floor. I'd like to see TJ Watt win a playoff career game before his career ends. I'd like to see Cam win the second playoff game of his entire career.
Right, and to me, like, I don't know that Aaron Rodgers gets you that much closer to
that.
And the other point is, no matter who the quarterback is, has Tomlin given us any kind of confidence whatsoever, whether they're developing a quarterback that they drafted, whether they're signing one, that he can do anything with a quarterback position? I mean, he was spoiled when he came in that he had a future Hall of Famer in Ben, so he's had that entire time that he's had to do nothing. And since Ben's been gone, he's given me zero confidence whatsoever that he knows what he's doing when it comes to the quarterback position.
I can't disagree with that. I certainly can't disagree with that. And even if they drafted my guy, Jackson Dart, I mean, is this the place where a young quarterback can fulfill his potential? By doing what? Pitching the ball to Cordero Patterson in the Artie Smith offense? Running the ball like crazy and ineffectively at that? Throwing the ball to a receiver who's quitting on routes, you know, this just, let's put it this way. It hasn't exactly been a nourishing and electric offensive environment around here under Mike Tomlin for several years. Several years. Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Join us Friday on Federal Street for opening day. Nova Place is just steps from PNC Park and a short walk to Acrisure Stadium, located along South Commons. Prepay and reserve your parking at Nova Place Garage on Spot Hero. The best part is an easy exit in any direction after your event without getting stuck in traffic near the stadiums. Nova Place offers parking for all events on the North Shore, sports events, concerts, and more. Art Rooney telling people at the owners' meetings, we keep hearing Aaron Rodgers is headed in our direction. I'd say we feel pretty good about it at this time. However, Art says we're not willing to wait forever on Rodgers. We'll put our foot down eventually. This reminds me of Art a couple of years ago after the non-competitive, semi-competitive, I guess, but not really, because everybody knew they were going to lose, playoff game at Buffalo, when he said, you know, it's time. We're all sick of this. We need to win some playoff games. To which my answer then was, or else what? Or else what? And it turned out, or else nothing. They didn't win one this year and had one of the most embarrassing playoff performances in the history of the franchise, giving up 300 yards rushing to the Ravens, having Kirk Herbstreit tell a national audience that they were quitting in the middle of the game. And what's happened since then? A couple player personnel moves? What, they changed their inside linebackers coach? Something like that?
Secondaries coach?
Nothing has changed. So, or else what became or else nothing? And now Aaron Rodgers appears to be on the way here. And yeah, the Steelers are willing to wait. Probably, I'm going to still guess, until April 9th. I'm still going to bet that Rodgers makes that announcement on the Pat McAfee event in town.